Good morning. Soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Greetings. For a couple of weeks now, I have been attempting to get across the idea that you are consciousness, and that consciousness is God. I and the Father are one. And yet somehow I feel that perhaps the message isn't clear. This, when realized, this truth should set you free from any and every form, every appearance of limitation. Consciousness. What is consciousness? Well, it has been described as awareness, that which I am conscious of. If you are aware of a sunset, then the beauty and the grandeur of that sunset is within your consciousness. Your consciousness, your awareness, embraces all life, not only in this world, but in the worlds to come. Your consciousness has within it all the inner dimensions of life. Your consciousness includes the invisible kingdom. Your consciousness, your awareness of that kingdom forms itself as your experience. And so you can say to yourself, I myself am infinite divine God consciousness. Consciousness expresses itself as your experience. And as I was reading this morning, consciousness lives itself. You don't do it. And so there is an area, there is a self of us that is not confined to a body. There is a self of us that is not confined to a mind. There is a self of us that is not confined to time or space. I myself am infinite divine consciousness. God itself is consciousness. I and the Father, I and God, I and consciousness are one. There is no external God. The only God that is your consciousness. Closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet, your very own consciousness is God. Where then should we turn How then should we pray? The consciousness that you are is omniscience. Is there something that you feel you need to tell consciousness? Or should we not rather turn within and allow consciousness to tell us? Speak, consciousness. I am listening. I am receptive. I will hear your word. One with consciousness, how far can we go outside of God? We have been given the example of the glass. When you look at a glass, where does the outside leave off and the inside begin? There is no separation. It is one. Consciousness, your consciousness, that which you are, is one. Infinite divine consciousness expresses as you. When you are receptive, when you are receptive, you become aware of that which is. Years ago, it was given to me. God needs no prayer. God already is. Man needs prayer in order to let God is. And now, after these many years, it might be even better to say, man needs prayer in order to become aware of that which is. Prayer does not change anything external. Let me repeat that. Prayer does not change anything external. Prayer changes your awareness of that which is. And so the problem is not external. Never has been. The problem is your awareness. This is a spiritual universe. Spirit, spiritual consciousness expressing itself infinitely. Yet, as a human being, my awareness is only of a material world, a physical body that needs repairs, finances that are lacking, companionship that does not exist. These two things, these two worlds, are not compatible. Constantly we try to pull God into our little universe, and it is not a real universe. This is a spiritual universe. I must let go of my limited view, that is, the pictures presented to me by my five physical senses, because they are lying to me. They are reporting something that isn't there. Remember, it isn't external. No illusion is ever externalized. Infinite divine consciousness is. Then what of this picture I am seeing? This is a picture in the mind, in the limited awareness of a human being. And so there is nothing out there that needs repair. But I need a change in my awareness. I need to lay aside that picture and awaken to that which is. And when I awaken to that which is, then there is nothing that needs to be added and nothing that can be taken away. And so let me stop trying to heal things out here. Stop it once and for all. That is in the wrong direction. And now let me know, unequivocally, that it is only my awareness that needs changing. And so this picture in the mind, whatever picture you are currently entertaining, was not created by God and was not made. Infinite divine consciousness is. Then this picture isn't. And so we have a dilemma, don't we? We have a this world picture, and we have a my kingdom, that which is. And the twain shall never meet. And what is the instruction I am given? Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Cease ye from woman whose breath is in her nostrils. Cease ye from a material person that was not made. The natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them. The natural woman receiveth not the things of God, neither can she know them. God never created a natural person, a material person. This is a concept. We live and move and have our being in infinite divine spiritual consciousness. And this picture is a concept about the spiritual universe. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. For now we are seeing through concepts, opinions, ideas, conditioning. Yet on the other side of that veil is the infinite, all-present God consciousness, the spiritual perfect creation. Well, I want to see that. I want to look behind the veil. So how may I do that? Simple. I must pray aright. Well, now, how do I do that? Is prayer asking God for something? No, we know better than that. God is not fooled by our concepts, by the illusion we entertain, by our misperception. How can I pray to God to give me something or heal something or fix something when God is too pure to behold my illusion? God already is, remember? I need to pray in order to become aware of God that is. And so my goal in prayer must be to attain the awareness of that which is. And no other goal, not a goal to fix something, not a goal to heal something, not a goal to repair something. None of those is praying aright. My prayer must now be used to attain the awareness of that which is. Now, what kind of prayer will do that? How about treatment? Giving treatments, endless treatments to things that come up. Now I have a pain in my arm, so I'm going to give endless treatments. I'm going to hurl truths at it. I'm going to know truths with the mind over and over again. Is that becoming aware of that which is? No, that's overpowering matter with the mind. And that's not true prayer. Oh yes, we may have some positive results. But tomorrow there's another problem. And we have to hurl those truths again and search around frantically for which is the right truth. All that's a mental approach to life. And it's quite tiring. No, I need to find that prayer which will bring to me the awareness of that which is. Now, can I do this as a human being? Can I pull myself up by my own bootstraps? Not likely, is it? Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Okay, so it's not something that the human being can do. And it's not something that is a mental process. So now, I must set aside this concept of a material person. I must just let that drop out of thought. And I must not grasp for truths that I can know with the mind. I must be willing to go beyond words and thoughts. True prayer must be beyond a mental activity. Ah yes, here it is. True prayer is not a mental activity. So now I can stop all that frantic thought-taking. And I can take no thought. And now here. Here I am, resting, not by might. I drop the material. Not by power. I cease from mental activity. But by my spirit. Spirit alone can reveal that which is. And so I turn within to spirit. Spirit, infinite spirit, God spirit. Open my eyes that I may see that which is. speak thy word and reveal the truth about the spiritual universe. I am still now. I am listening. Father, reveal the truth. And now, I wait upon the Lord. Something within you called my spirit reveals itself where the problem appeared to be. You don't know truth that does this. No, your knowing the truth is only to quiet the mind so that you may drop the man whose breath is in his nostrils, and so that you may cease from any mental activity. And in that stillness, I, the Spirit of God within you, reveals itself. And you open your eyes, and it may not be this minute, it may be 5 minutes from now, 5 hours from now, or 5 days from now. But something comes into your experience that you hadn't thought about, that you hadn't planned, that you were not even aware of until it came into your experience. And so true prayer is making this contact with my spirit, that spirit within you. Or if you prefer, it's making contact with the presence of God within your being. It's making contact with the presence of God at the center of your being. And in a way ye know not of, and in a way I know not of, that spirit transforms your experience. Actually, it transforms your consciousness and then appears out here as your experience. And suddenly harmony appears where there was appearing a problem. And know this, that inner change in consciousness, that inner transformation that happens in the twinkling of an eye, that is your goal. The harmony that appears out here is simply your consciousness reflected, appearing, forming itself. And so we're not confused, we're not believing that by praying to God, God changes our external world. That's not it. No, in true prayer, we are becoming silent, and God reveals itself. We become aware of a little spark of that which is. And just that little tweak in our consciousness, and it appears as the added thing. Imagine what will happen as you practice this daily, and those little glimpses become a continuous transforming awareness. Imagine what will happen as that is reflected. Imagine what will happen when you have the actual awareness, not the understanding, no, not a mental activity, but the actual living, breathing awareness that I myself am infinite divine consciousness. Imagine what will happen when that is reflected as your living experience. Why, it will be heaven on earth. It will be God consciousness appearing. It will be Christ itself. And you are right. That is exactly what will happen. That is exactly what we are walking toward. Do we see how prayer is a spiritual activity? I myself am infinite divine consciousness. And what you are doing, what I am doing, is we are walking toward the experience of this. Not a mental activity. Not attempting to get it to change our material concepts, but lifted up into a new awareness. A new awareness. And we are renewed. We are transformed by the renewing of our awareness. There is only one God. Please listen closely. There is only one God. And God is your consciousness. Your consciousness, when it is free of the material concepts entertained in the mind, is the living God. And from it springs forth your entire experience. Your awareness of this makes you the Son of God, the offspring of God, the expression of God. We do not awaken someday. We are awakening right now. We are not changing the world. We are not changing ourselves. We are becoming aware of that which is. And the veil is lifting, is dissolving, is becoming thinner, finer, almost transparent. God is revealing itself, expressing as your experience. God was always your experience. How could it be any different? You are the child of God. The expression of God. All of God is your consciousness. Not a little bit, all of God. And all of God will manifest, will form itself as your experience when you turn within and pray in this way. And as your consciousness develops, as your awareness of your consciousness develops and deepens, you become the living expression of God on earth. Heaven and earth become one for you, and there is a continuous spiritual experience. And you become that one who has their being in Christ. You become the one who has the awareness of the presence of God continuously. God and your consciousness are one. God and your awareness are one. As the veil is lifted, you become aware of who you really are and who you always were and who you always shall be. And who is that? I. Your true identity is I. And I and the Father are one. Your true identity is the Father expressing itself as you. The inside and the outside are one. And they picked up rocks to throw at him because he made himself equal with God. And you are walking in his footsteps. And you are to make yourself equal with God. I know this is pretty deep. Yet it is the path we are walking together. And one here and one there begins to awaken to this awareness, begins to experience their God expressing itself as them, their awareness of that. And together we form the new consciousness on earth. The second coming of Christ is taking place as you. The second coming is upon us, ladies and gentlemen, and the second coming of Christ is your consciousness. We have agreed to come here to usher this consciousness in. And we are doing this together as one. My oneness with God, with consciousness, constitutes my oneness with all spiritual being and idea. Those of you who are beginning to walk this path, walk in this awareness, are one with all spiritual being on all the planes of existence, both visible and invisible. And God itself is breathing itself through that and awakening all existence to the truth of being. And I and you are one with all spiritual being everywhere, all spiritual truth everywhere, with the presence of God, which is omnipresent. This is consciousness. This is your true identity. Turn within to it. It will live itself as you let it. And that is what true prayer is. Letting God is. Our brother, Christ Jesus, told us to awaken. And this is what we are doing, awakening to that which is. We are answering the call. Many are called. Few respond. We are of the few who are responding. Yes, Father, I hear your voice. Fulfill thyself in me, through me, as me. Reveal yourself. Speak. This is how we answer the call. And God does respond. God does take over and become our living experience. And when we are caught up in the drama of world affairs, let us not forget what we have learned here this morning. No illusion is ever externalized, and therefore I do not need to pray to God to fix something out there. This is a spiritual universe. God already is. Therefore, it is my perception that has the glass darkly. And now I will turn away from a material concept of a world. And I will not get involved in mental activity to fix it either. I cannot pull myself up by my own bootstraps, so I will cease taking thought. I will agree that God is known only when the human mind is at rest. I will agree that it is in quietness and confidence, it is in stillness that I can know God as an inner experience which expresses itself. And so now I drop the material beliefs, concepts. I cease from the mental activity. I am still. Father, reveal your spiritual universe. I listen. I behold. Father, you reveal. We do not know who that presence which we have just released will touch. We do not know where in the world it will go. We do not know who will begin to awaken. But we do know this. When we become consciously aware as an internal awakening of that presence of consciousness flowing of the spirit ising, when we open our eyes, it may be 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, something will change. Yes, even in so-called worldly affairs, something will change. A bit of harmony, seemingly miraculous, will appear. But we'll know better, because now we have our vision where it is supposed to be. I myself am infinite divine consciousness. And consciousness is appearing as form. But I'm not fooled. I know invisible consciousness is. Take this deeply into your meditations. See if you can get the feeling of this week's talk. This is the pearl of great price, the discovery that you are infinite divine consciousness. And your awareness of that transforms your living experience. Blessings to you who find this, practice this, and awaken from the dream into your true identity. God expressing itself. Thank you.